Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Good segue into the Roma Dunze selection at number 9. Ryan Pohl states Pat grasps the obvious and does the right thing. I also wonder what you think about how we talked about the easy confidence that Caleb has exhibited all weekend long, the comfort level that he's had. How much of that also was related to the fact that he's got a guy, he's pretty much been with them. They've been yin and yang, and I think that's a really nice, fun thing to watch for Bears fans, because Roma Dunze, we interviewed on the Mullion Haas show on a special Saturday draft edition, Bruce Feldman from The Athletic.
Yeah.
And he talked about Roma Dunze being even more polished in situations like these than Caleb Williams. And he's been around him. He's done the deep dives on both guys. And Dan, when you hear Roma Dunze talk, it's almost like, I don't know if he's like the peer or the bigger brother, but he does have a way of sounding like he know, like he's a veteran, and you realize he's just a rookie too. Very, very polished young man.
My first exposure to Roma Dunze was at the Combine, and it was on that March 1st Friday morning when all of the stars of this draft on the offensive side of the ball, was really quarterbacks and receivers, were meeting with the media. And we had just gotten done with that massive horde around Caleb Williams' podium, and I was just kind of walking, and Dunze was there. I was like, I want to listen to him for a little while. This could be a Bears target. And it was within two questions, you're like, whoa, like this dude, he's comfortable up there. He's fun. He's, you know, introspective. He's gregarious. He's got all these things. And I stayed for the entirety of it and tweeted out that morning that if he slips to number 9, he will one day win the Jeff Dickerson Good Guy Award here at Hallis Hall. And I retweeted that on Friday because I truly believe he's got that kind of charisma, you know, and if he is here at Hallis Hall for a few years, he's going to establish that in a way that makes him one of those guys that's a lot of fun to talk to. You've experienced it already. I think it's really cool that in that session that I just referenced, Rome was asked, you know, what do you know about Caleb Williams? On March 1st, he said, not much. You know, I obviously played against him in the Pac-12, but I don't really know much about him. It'd be fun to catch passes from him. And here we are on April 27th, and these guys seem to be like longtime buddies already. Like the connection and the click and the synergy is amazing, right? And that's no small thing either for two guys who are going to be trying to get their career off the ground with the same level of expectation at the same time.
I think a lot of us assumed, as natural as they were at the airport posing for pictures and then backstage after they both were Bears, that they had a long relationship that went back to some, you know, Pac-12 media day session or something. And it turned out that wasn't the case. But I just think it also speaks to the charisma that both guys have. And they do seem to have a chemistry. They did work out together with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. And that's a lot of fun to consider. When you look at Roma Dunze, the football player, you see a guy that's got the size, 6'3", 210. He's got the speed, 4.45 in the 40, and he's got the hands to get the tough, to make the tough catch. Dan, I think any given year, any other year, if you ended up with Roma Dunze at number 9 and that was your first round draft pick, you'd feel like it was a good draft. The fact that he's paired with Caleb Williams makes you feel like Ryan Pohl said on Saturday, it's one of these things that this is a game changer. It's a transformational draft.
Well, and it sounded like on Thursday night, Ryan was getting a little bit antsy up in the draft room, just like wanting to go get Rome before the number 9 pick came on the board. And Ian Cunningham saying like, just relax, just stay here. The Bears obviously get a gift when the Falcons take Michael Penix at number 8, and all of a sudden their dreams come true, you know, and they've got this. I was curious if Ryan felt any level of anxiety during the week when the connection between Caleb and Rome kind of went national. It was a Tom Pelissero tweet that yep. you know, acknowledged yep. that they were on the same flight. Yep. And then you get the detail that they had worked out with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. And you're like, man, like anybody in the NFL that wants Rome Odunze knows they're probably going to have to go above 9 to get him. Luckily, that didn't happen for the Bears. The stars align again. And when you stop and consider all of the stars that have had to align over the last 18 months for this right now to become a reality, you go, man, this just feels like fate has been intervening here.
I used the word serendipitous on the radio on Friday because it does seem like that it applies. There's some sort of football serendipity in play here. And I know that Ryan Poles didn't do this, but you know, you always want your executives, we're always urging them to do this. And wouldn't it be a great story if this happened? Okay, this is what's happened this in the past couple of days for the Bears. The general manager took the guy, the best quarterback available in over a decade, and then everybody's urging him to, you know, make this pairing with the wide receiver, and he didn't take the offensive tackle, and he didn't go deep. He did what people like thought it was very cool. Look at these guys together. In the third round, he drafts a guy that sat in Matt Eberflus's office last summer or met him at the golf course and said, one day I'm going to sit in your office and be a Chicago Bear. And next thing you know, you've got Kieran Amagaji is a Chicago Bear. And then he drafts a punter. People are urging him, well, maybe you could draft a punter. Ryan Poles drafted took this draft like he had a sense of humor, and every pick you could justify from a football perspective.
Torrey Taylor was in my list of day two or three prospects that the Bears might consider.
Yep.
When day one ended. I'm happy for you, David, because I know your co-host on the Mully and Haw show, Mike Mulligan, has been.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pleading for yes. Hunter to yes. be part of this team. He's got a, you know, weapon now in Torrey Taylor, who the Bears speak really highly of. Ryan Poles seemed to light up on Saturday when he was discussing the way that Torrey Taylor not only has the leg strength, but the ability to place a ball where he wants it. And the Bears just seem genuinely giddy to get this fourth round punter. It's an interesting pick in a lot of ways, because you'll have the backlash to people that don't think you should take specialists that high, particularly when you have needs on your defensive line and potentially on your offensive line. But look, they identified a guy that can help them win football games in a part of the game that they need to try to be great at. And they went out and pounced on him. And so, you know, we'll see where it goes, but the kid certainly seems to come with the requisite skills for that position.
Let's go hold that thought for a moment. I'm more on Torrey Taylor in a second. I want to go back to Rome Odunze and the three wide receiver set for the Bears.
Yeah.
You look at the Seahawks, and Shane Waldron does have experience with getting three guys to football. I think three of the receivers had 60 or more catches, and they know how to distribute it. I don't know if that was something DK Metcalf appreciated, but they did spread the ball around. I don't know how much DJ Moore will enjoy sharing third downs with Keenan Allen, and both those guys sharing with Rome Odunze. I don't know who's going to emerge, but the favorite receiver will be the open one, I think, with Caleb Williams. How do you think that all comes together, and how quickly will they use Rome Odunze? Maybe in different roles, maybe on different sides, because if he's a quick learner, you have that possibility.
I don't know that I've ever seen a wide receiving trio with this level of talent that also appears to be this low maintenance, right? It's like three guys that don't right. seem like they're ever going to cause headaches or be a diva or, you know, create the Chase Claypool like contention in your building when they're not getting the football as much as they want. These dudes are all wired the same way. They all want to be part of a winning program. They understand they can, you know, kind of complement each other. And it's going to be fascinating to watch this kind of get up off the ground and running here in the next several weeks, OTAs and minicamp. It's abbreviated a little bit this year because the Bears are going to cut their OTAs short because of the Hall of Fame game start that puts them in training camp a week earlier. But man, like, you've got a chance now if you're Shane Waldron, if you're Chris Beatty, if you're Matt Eberflus, to blend these three together in a way where you don't really go to bed at night having any sort of headaches about what's ahead of you. And I think it was Daniel Jeremiah that told me last week that Odunze is a sleep well pick. You know, it's like you just pick him and you sleep well for the rest of the time that he's on your roster. And so really cool that he gets a chance to come in and learn from two dudes that are really established, have had a ton of production. And then it's going to be kind of the race between him and DJ to see who can break Johnny Morris's franchise career record for receiving yards.
That was a funny moment with Rome Odunze on the radio when told about the record. And to my point, Dan, just to follow, close that loop, last year, Tyler Lockett had 79 catches for 894 yards. DK Metcalf, 66 for 1114. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 63 for 628.
As a rookie, yeah.
As a rookie. So, and they combined for 17 touchdowns, 5 for Lockett, 8 for Metcalf, 4 for Smith and Jigba. So I think there are comparisons to be drawn, and at least Shane Waldron has some recent experience doing that. And as Studs points out, they had 3 with 50-plus the year before they did that. So this is somebody who knows how to distribute the football. And I think you look at Caleb Williams – being able to find the open receiver, and it is very exciting.